Mr. President.
In the South, there have been thousands of racially motivated murders.
The film Selma portrays the civil rights battles of the 1965 March and Selma Voting Rights Campaign and the work of Martin Luther King Jr. Business leaders in several major U.S. cities joined an effort to allow students across the nation to see this film for free. WBFO News has learned that Maston District lawmaker Damone Smith, University District Councilmember Rashid Wyatt, and Council President Darius Pridgen are providing 40 tickets each.
We will provide transportation, and then they will pay for the actual movie tickets.
Charles Brandy is the school district's director of social studies. It was 50 years ago this February and March that those historic Selma events unfolded. Brandy noted that for decades, the city district has been trying to create a Black history curriculum.
The Selma movie is aligned with that. This is exactly what students have to know and be able to do. The key thing that this movie can highlight, even though it's dramatic, is the importance of primary and secondary resources. So while it's great that students will get an opportunity to go and see the movie, and that can start a conversation, but the ongoing conversation is we need to be emphasizing African-American history within the curriculum.
What happens when a man stands up, says enough is enough?
One initiative already approved by the school board will be presented at the end of next month. Eighth graders will be required to read an African-American book, and the author will visit Buffalo to address the students. The school board is in the process of reviewing a draft of the African-American Infusion Program. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
May I have a word?
There's no word to